When you've waited so long to get to Jerusalem, it can be hard to swallow that lump in your throat. You might find yourself in an ancient olive grove in Gethsemane at midnight and be stunned into silence, recalling the trauma of 2,000 years ago. Or you might feel compassion in Ain Karim, in the hill country 8 kilometres west of Jerusalem, where a frightened young pregnant girl once travelled a long way to visit her elderly cousin. You might feel overawed, as I did, in that holiest Jewish place, the Western Wall, the only remnant of Herod's temple. Over 1 million people a year place written prayers into the wall's cracks and crevices. I tentatively brought my own petition. There were so many there already that it took me 20 minutes to find a tiny unfilled crack in the wall. But after my first 2 days of sensory overload, I grew weary of the bustle of Jerusalem. It was impossible not to be irritated by unseemly jostling between the keepers of the various religions for the right to manage the various holy sites, particularly the Church of the Holy Sepulchre itself. Each Christian community involved jealously guards its own patch within the church. As evidence of this tension, the keys to the church have been entrusted to 2 specifically designated Muslim families who have inherited the honour through many generations because none of the Christian traditions could trust each other with the keys. What's more, under the 1852 status quo, no part of the church can be altered without consent from all the communities. A visible symbol of that status quo is a wooden ladder on a window ledge over the church's entrance. The ladder remains today in the same position as it was in 1852. I stared at that ladder and wondered why things have to be like this. Surely our religious leaders could show us a better way to live together in peace and harmony.